Okay, our next puzzle in this year's packet was called Room Decor, and for this one, we received about 1,500 submissions, of which 800 were correct and 700 were not correct. So let's see what the solution to Room Decor was.
So in Room Decor, we've got a kind of traditional logic puzzle. And so we've got a few different rooms in this house with some peculiar housemates, and there's a lot of rules that they must follow in order to decide where they're going to put their pieces of furniture. So we'll go through all that logic. At the end, you would get this rebus. And so, for example, in the bathroom, you'd have OPEC minus C plus N becomes the word open. For the bedroom, the shore minus the E plus test would become shortest. Patch without the C becomes path. And then the final room is just the word first. And so that's the answer to this puzzle, open, shortest, path, first. But let's go ahead and talk through the logic for how we were able to figure out which pieces of furniture go into each room. So we started off with a gimme. There's a blue lamp in the bedroom. In this solution, we're going to walk through, we're going to have the pictures showing both the color of the lamp, and then we'll use letters to describe whether it's modern or antique or retro and so on. So we have the blue modern lamp in the bedroom. We know that the two cool colors can't be on the same side as each other, so we know that any green things are going to be on the left side of the house. We also know that each room has to have a curio of a different color, and so the green curio has to be in the bathroom or living room. But since the green curio is modern, it has to be upstairs in the bathroom. That's great, because we know that bathroom only has one color. So now we can place a few more things. We can place the green wall hanging, the green lamp, and the green walls all in the bathroom. Next, we go back to the curios of different colors. We know that there has to be a yellow curio somewhere. The yellow curio must be the only retro object in the house because there's only one retro object in the entirety of the house. So we know that the retro red lamp and the retro blue walls are never going, the blue wall hanging are not going to be used at any point. We also know there's one red curio somewhere, and there has to be more red objects on the left side of the house. There's no way to get two non-red non-curios because you're not using the retro red lamp, and therefore you know the red curio has to be in the living room on the left side of the house. We know that room wall colors downstairs can't match objects in the room. Each room has to have a different wall color. Blue can't be on the left side of the house. So the only color left for the living room is yellow. Next, we know that there are no empty object spaces upstairs. So the living room must contain one more object in the kitchen. Now both will contain a curio. We need to place at least one more object in the living room. That object can't be yellow because of the wall color. It can't be blue because of the side of the house. So it has to be green or red. It can't be the retro red lamp or the modern red wall hanging, so it has to be green. But the green wall hanging and lamp appear upstairs, only one type of object is duplicated. This must be that duplicate, so there cannot be a third object in the room. So now we know that the kitchen has only one object, and that's the curio. So now we've finalized exactly one red object on the left side of the house. There must be no red objects on the right side. So the bedroom cannot be painted red. So we know the bedroom has to be blue. The kitchen has to be red. Next, we need to figure out how to get the rule about more antique objects being downstairs and upstairs. So there has to be at least two antique objects downstairs because we already have the antique in the bathroom. So we have two undetermined slots left downstairs. We fill those in with the antiques. So we have the antique green wall hanging and the kitchen. We put the antique blue curio. And therefore, finally, the retro yellow curio has to be up in the bedroom. And finally, we need more unusual than modern objects in the house. So we have to have a third unusual object. There's only one slot left to fill. So we put an unusual wall hanging in the bedroom. So with that, we had all the objects placed. And we go back to the rebus that I described earlier, figure out what each room has as its final word. And you get the phrase going from top left down to bottom right, open, shortest, path first, which is the solution to this puzzle.